This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Honored to have the Royals chairman and CEO John Sherman join us right outside Gate D and getting set for another opening day for you. We were talking a little bit off air. Just this is one of the nicer opening days we've had in Kansas City.
It is, absolutely. And like we said, it could go either way. So looks like it's going to be a great day out here, hopefully on the field as well.
That's what we're looking for, right? You had mentioned when you had bought the team, we always referenced a quote, which is like, I kind of want to know what playoff baseball is like, right? And well, like, we took that to heart. Like, I've been in Kansas, you know, we're both Kansas Cityans.
Right.
So we spent a lot of years just being like, I would take just a playoff berth. Not that 14 and 15 were magical, but we would do that. When do you start getting greedier? You're like, okay, I remember playoff baseball. I'm greedier on the other end of this now.
Well, we're there, you know. but you know, I think we're humble about it. But, you know, more importantly than how I feel, I would say the players, the guys in the clubhouse, I would say last year, you know, we got better. We thought we could compete. That we were hopeful we'd get a spot, and we eked in by one game. Right, I would say the feeling this year and surprise is it's just a professional group, and they expect to be there this year.
Last year, what were your expectations going into the year? Because this year, you're right. Like, was it just like I hope that we're ready to be as competitive as I thought?
But it was you just don't know, right? You just don't know because we lost 106 games, no matter how you slice it, right? And we knew JJ had improved the rotation. We brought in some veterans. We had some maturation among our young guys. You know, Bobby keeps moving. That's helpful. So I thought we could compete. We got off to a pretty good start, but you know, it wasn't an easy finish, right? We stumbled in September. You know, when Vinny got hurt, we stumbled again, I think. But I will give JJ credit for. I don't think anybody was chasing a spot harder than him and us. You know, when he went out and he gets Tommy Pham and Robbie Grossman, Yuli Gurriel. Of course, Ursaig at the deadline was a big deal. Hunter Harvey he's going to help us this year, but it didn't work. All those guys helped us get into the dance, right? And we got in by one game. So we chased it pretty hard.
You had mentioned, I think, in your press availability yesterday, you're like, the thing you like the best about JJ is his ability to build a team. Is that what you liked about him when you hired him? Or is that something you, like, continue to find out now? Like, you know, when you decided to promote him, was it about that, the team-building part, or are you finding out more and more that that's the thing you like the best about him?
Well, I would say I thought he was prepared for this role, his background, and then his openness to change, right? He's a curious person. He's trying to get better every day. But I don't know that I would have said he was as good as what I'd call roster construction as what we're seeing. But he's also brought some people outside that he knew were skilled in those areas. And that's really what JJ's done, right? He recognizes that he has a good background, but he needs to, you know, when he brought in Q, he brought in Paul Hoover, he brought in Brian Sweeney from Cleveland, Zach Bove. All these guys are bringing different perspectives that make the team better. And that's what's impressive about JJ. And he's still doing it today. We're finding new ways to get better.
We're talking to the chairman and CEO of the Royals, John Sherman, here on 96.5 The Fan. Yesterday you also spoke about how close, how aggressive you were to maybe try to go get a bat.
Yeah.
And I think you phrased it, the good college try that you guys gave,
right.
I think is
right.
the word that you used, the phrase
right.
you used yesterday.
Right.
How close did you feel you guys were to going and getting that bat? I know you pivoted to the bullpen, and that's why Carlos Estevez is here.
Yeah, I think we're close. I think in the one that got written about, and there were others, but I think JJ went after it hard for a team like ours. I don't think he wanted to go as many years on that one particular bat. But I think we gave that a good try, and then when it was clear that, you know, we picked up Mark Conhon recently here. That's a different kind of ad, but it does add value to the team. But shifting, and we talked about roster construction. We have a roster simulator now that I don't think we had 5 years ago. I know we didn't have it 5 years ago, where you can input what will make you better, right, in terms of wins, runs saved, runs produced, and a back end of the bullpen guy. And there were two other people along with Carlos that we looked at there, but that was really the best way to make this team better, back end of the bullpen. And now we got power back there with Harvey and Hershey again and Carlos. And Zerpa. Zerpa's a guy that I think
– He had a great spring.
I thought he proved his mettle against Baltimore too, right? Never been in a playoff game. That was not an easy place. And, in fact, that I think those two games in Baltimore – we added that to our DNA, particularly the pitchers. I mean, you had all four pitchers in game one, Cole, Sam Long, Zerpa, and Ursig, and maybe Bubich. I can't remember
yeah.
if Bubich got it. None of those guys had ever pitched in a playoff game, right? And they all met the moment. And that's, I think that's a big deal for feeling that we're going to be better this year.
When you mentioned, like, the bullpen stuff, was the on-base stuff a big conversation you guys had? You targeted India.
Absolutely.
Canna gets on base too,
he gets
right?
on base too.
Like, so when you start looking at those, was on base a big part of the conversation?
Well,
because you guys have some guys who can bop a little.
No doubt that was, you know, up front, right? We needed a leadoff. If Bobby Witt, you probably know this, came to the plate 433 times with nobody on base. I think that was the most in the majors. Still drove in 109 runs, right? What's he going to do if we got more guys on base in front of him, right?
Same with Salvi and Vinny, who drove in 100 each themselves.
Same thing. Well, you know, Jonathan can set the table, and if you've been watching him in the spring, really good at bats. I think he was fourth in the league last year in walks. He's one of the lowest chase rates in baseball. 357 lifetime on base, and then Kana's 360-ish too, right? So those are some skills that we haven't had. And then, you know, Bobby's on base is going to get better as he gets even better.
And when they stop pitching to him. You know,
yeah,
this works.
He's aggressive.
I don't know why I'd pitch to him right now if I were a lot of other teams. You know, he's just so good.
Yeah, but he keeps finding a way to, you know. Sometimes you have to pitch to him, right? And having a guy like India in front of him and Vinny behind him, that helps him too.
As we're talking to you, we got John Sherman with us. Obviously, the questions everybody has out there still is about the future of Royals baseball in this town.
Right.
And you spoke a little bit about this yesterday.
Right.
For Royals fans that are listening, what would you tell them for those who are, hey, when is there going to be some sort of announcement? When will you guys
have a
potential site in the future of the Royals in Kansas City?
Yeah, I think, well, the future of the Royals in Kansas City is what I'm working on every day. That's what all this is about, right? It's about winning baseball. It's about securing the future in Kansas City and to be a good citizen in this community. But first of all, I would just say I would tell the fans this is a generational decision, something we're taking very seriously. I want to be strategic about it, and it's our objective to be ready to talk about that the middle of the calendar year, so in that June-July period.
The hope being that you guys would have, like, a full decision by then, I guess? Like,
that's
a site,
hope.
Location?
Okay. That's the hope, that we would have a full decision by then.
Is it hard to, like, go back and forth and look at the options now? Because you've mentioned Kansas and Missouri on both sides. Is it hard now to try to figure out, like, how I reshape my dream or continue that? Because you've mentioned how much you love downtown baseball, and now obviously you consider both. Is it hard to, like, reshape what maybe your initial thought was and trying to decide between two options? It could still include downtown,
I think,
obviously.
You have to be open-minded, right? And I think this is about the region. This is about Look, certainly downtown will work, but I think more importantly, it needs to be in an area of high density where we can build a world-class facility that ensures our competitiveness, but also we can do some things around it that create energy and vibrancy and economic activity, not just 81 nights a year, but 365 days a year.
When you look at the rest of this team, do you do the same stuff we do? You're a big baseball fan. You say you just love watching the game. So is it like you get a hot dog, you predict how many wins the team's going to have yourself?
I don't do that.
Internal, you get the internal projection, you know? You don't have to do that like us.
Right.
Like, which level of, are the fandom things you stick to, you know?
Well, I think I'm going with Q's mantra. We show up every day to win. And this year, we're not going to go 162-0. But the mindset this year is that we show up every day to win. And today, you know, I think it's great to play a division foe. You always get their best pitcher when we're putting our ace out there as well. It's always a tough game, but it's one of 162, right? And it's a long campaign. But I think we got a shot to win this division, and it'd be great to start today.
And throughout this season, too, you guys are not only going to honor a 40th anniversary of the 85 team, you
that'll
got the 10-year anniversary.
That'll
I know
fun.
A couple representatives throw out the first pitch today. So
no, that'll be fun. And, you know, you asked what I do every day. Look, this is I don't know if you guys do this, but I come here to the game, home games. I come here and watch. I listen to Vern on the way home. And that's all. Sometimes that's good, sometimes it's good. But it's all the important thing is fandom, right? Passion, right? Whether it's good or bad, silence is what you should worry
sure.
about. And then I'll go home sometimes and I'll turn on the replay on Bally's or now FanDuel. And my wife will come downstairs and said, you know, you need to go to the hospital, John. This is the same game that we just attended. I said, well, I want to see it from a different perspective.
Right? It is different. It's different than watching it like, you know, we've been fortunate enough on this show to go to a couple of different, like, Chiefs Super Bowls. And it's like watching it in person is a different experience than watching it on television.
I like both. I love the excitement of being with fans and the energy of the stadium. But I also like to watch a game. You get a different perspective.
John Sherman, Royals Chairman and CEO. We appreciate the time. Thanks for stopping by. Enjoy opening day.
Appreciate it. You guys too. Thanks.